KNOM Update News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur, and it's 12:02. Don Young has held the title of Congressman for All Alaska for 40 years. There's a reason he's earned the nickname Teflon Don. Gaffes, changing political tides, federal investigations. Nothing sticks. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports the past two elections, Young won by more than 30 points, and both of his opponents filed for office pretty late in the game. But this go-around, there's not one, but two Democrats who have already filed and are starting to fundraise on the normal election calendar. Forrest Dunbar is one of them.
When you want to run a serious campaign today, especially a statewide campaign in a place like Alaska, you have to start early.
Dunbar is 29 years old, and this is his first time running for office. Part of the reason he's running now is because of frustration with a highly polarized Congress. Dunbar says he knows it's an uphill battle. He's only raised about $20,000 so far. Young has more than $500,000 in his campaign account, and he represents the dominant party in the state. But Dunbar thinks that with all the attention on the Senate race, there might be space to experiment with his campaign strategy and make inroads that way.
$600,000 sounds like a lot, but it's going to pale in comparison to the $20 or $30 million that are going to be spent on either side of the Senate campaign. And I think that sort of creates an opportunity to run a more grassroots campaign, to run a more social media-oriented campaign, to connect with voters in different ways.
Matt Moore is the other Democrat to file. He actually tried to get his party's nomination in 2012, but he started his campaign late and lost out to state legislator Sharon Cisna. When it comes to strategy, his angle is similar to Dunbar's.
The idea is truly is to work on building up the grassroots effort a lot earlier. So I'm started now instead of a couple of months before the primary.
Moore is 53 and works as a healthcare administrator. He's critical of Young's leadership abilities and his attendance, and he's hoping low approval of Congress works in his favor. Moore says even though he lost the primary last time, he learned a few lessons about running a campaign. He's scheduling fundraisers right now, and he's got half a dozen staff and volunteers helping out with his campaign. Their big goal at the moment is simply introducing Moore to voters.
We're working on the deficit of name recognition. I don't think you can do that in a real short period of time in a state this large.
As for Don Young's thoughts on all this, his campaign did not respond to a request for comment. A lease sale planned in the Natural Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, will go ahead as scheduled. Bureau of Land Management spokeswoman K.J. Muscovic confirmed the news on Thursday following the end of the partial federal shutdown. During the shutdown, a spokeswoman for the Interior Department said the agency had been evaluating the upcoming lease sales on a day-to-day basis, and at least one sale was postponed until the federal government reopened. The NPRA lease sale is scheduled for November 6. BLM has said it will include 408 tracts and cover approximately 4.5 million acres of land. The NPRA is the biggest stretch of undisturbed public land in the country. The area, situated in the North Slope Borough, supports vast herds of caribou, grizzly bears, and migratory bird species. The government shutdown officially ended early Thursday morning, but its effects will linger for quite some time. The stoppage of so many federal functions was felt in areas as diverse as penguin research projects in the South Pole to employment figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Federally funded scientific research was severely affected by the shutdown. Researchers across a range of disciplines are unclear just how significant impacts will be. Politico reports that the Center for Disease Control has not been able to produce flu reports the last few weeks, which means healthcare providers are flying blind just as flu season is beginning. October is a vital month for grant applications submitted to the National Institute of Health and National Science Foundation, both federally funded. That means millions of dollars for projects related to cancer, Alzheimer's, and other diseases could have funding gaps in the near future. One longer-term issue is the interruption in data collection these last few weeks. Many labs across the country operate 24/7, so 16 days of missing data is a substantial loss. Researchers in Antarctica looking at evidence of climate change in ice sheets, for example, will now have glaring gaps in their numbers. Officials at federal agencies are already urging patience as employees return to overflowing email inboxes, voicemails, and weeks worth of catching up. The Departments of Energy, Labor, Housing, Education, and many more are trying to deal with backlogged problems while simultaneously running day-to-day operations. And though the shutdown was federal, it has many implications at the state level in Alaska. The state Labor Department has delayed the release of its unemployment figures from last month. The numbers would have been out today, but employees were furloughed from October 1st until yesterday. The multi-million-dollar Red King crab harvest faces delays as well. Though fishermen affiliated with community development quota programs were unaffected, the more high-profile commercial operations could not get permits by Wednesday's start of the season. The National Marine Fisheries Service, which issues the permits, was closed. Workers returning to the NMFS on Thursday hope to have permits out before the weekend. On Thursday, the Bureau of Land Management lifted a ban on logging in National Forest, which had paralyzed much of the timber industry in the Northwest. Native American tribes across the country, many reliant on federal funds, have had to take out loans to cover basic social services. A less measurable blow from the shutdown is the uncertainty and low morale being reported in publicly funded institutions. With budget battles becoming more frequent, some employers and analysts worry about the potential of migration from public to private workplaces. Ramifications from the shutdown are likely to play out for years to come. And a look at the price of gold in New York at this hour. Gold is down $3.90 an ounce to $1,317.20 an ounce. Silver is up 4 cents an ounce to $22.03 an ounce. Zinc is at 85 cents a pound. It is unofficially 32 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 12 o'clock.